Oh, and Nick has joined.
Okay.
Nick Trover is, his iPhone's there, so, but he'll be waiting to talk to us for the second agenda item.
Okay, so we'll call the meeting to order at 5:46. And roll call, Will McCominick here, Sean Giese, absent, Stacy Kirkland.
Here.
Jason Ingram.
Here.
Randy Collier.
Here.
Great. We'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the
God of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Approval of the agenda.
I motion to approve.
First by Jason.
So, was that a second, Stacy?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor by roll. Wilma, aye. Sean, absent. Stacy?
Yes.
Jason?
Yes.
Randy?
Yes.
Perfect. First action item A, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the purchase of the property at 995 Paiute Lane, Susanville.
So I want to ask if Jason will make the motion so we can have it to discuss.
I make a motion to discuss.
Okay. With a purchase price of
$1.4 million.
So we need a second to discuss it.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to discuss this?
Yes.
I don't like, I will tell you that I don't like that he's doing, but I've felt that way since July. So I just needed to say it.
That's fair, Stacy.
And I feel the same way. Definitely feel the same way, Stacy.
So Jason was brilliant. I brought Jason along to sit down with Mr. Kurak. And do you want to, like, you stepped away. You didn't want to be paying more than 1.2, but you got a fill of some things.
Yes, I felt like he should honor his original sales contract. If I go to a title company and we put ink on the paper, that's a binding contract. Anywhere else, there's really no way out. I mean, I deal in real estate, it's what I do for a living, and I feel like he should honor that. However, he did point out multiple things that were wrong with the old appraisal, with the new appraisal, on the land values that weren't even in the Collier new appraisal whatsoever, the comparable properties. He threw in some apples and oranges. He tried to throw in some Reno, Nevada properties and tried to compare them to Susanville, and that's apples and oranges, in my opinion. He did point out several flaws in the Collier appraisal. He missed the land value, and I don't have my notes, and I feel mighty sheepish over this.
No, I can tell you. One property was listed at $60,000 as a comp in the Colliers, and they pulled the MLS tax record, and it actually sold for $399,000. Like, that's a major error. And then there was a property that was listed for 10,000 square feet. So the sales price was right. However, half the building had burned down, so what was sold was 5,000 square feet, which should have made the price per square foot much higher. So just even pointing out those few errors, the one we got from Collier's at 1.25 actually understated. So
with the additions, had he did the 1.25, the new Collier, it would have bumped it up to 1.35 anyway.
We thought if he could meet us in the middle of those two,
Right. And with those discrepancies, had the land value been put in place in the other comps, that would have put the Collier, the new Collier appraisal at 1.35 anyhow. So him going and getting the one that was close to 1.5 million was a little rough, but I think the bottom line is he wanted 1.4 anyhow. Right. And had the Collier been accurate on the new appraisal, it would have been at 1.35. So
at least.
We didn't so
numbers exactly, but and I just want to make note for the recording that Sean has arrived at 5:51. So he kept up saying, I want 1.485, which was the appraisal he received. I said it was overstated. Can I say what you said? Can you say what you said?
I saved this one for a long time because when the Dollar General was all getting purchased, Morning Glory came in at a town hall meeting and said, well, we're going to lose the milk contract, so the school's not going to have any milk. If you let the Dollar General come in, you're taking milk from the kids. So during negotiations, I threw that at him. I said, well, way to go. So now you're taking milk and food out of the kids. I mean, you're taking milk from the children. Are you going to feel good about that? And, I did everything I could to get them to where we needed to beat them to.
So finally, after that and prodding, I thought you were really good, Jason. And he did say, well, I will come down to 1.4, but he maintains he has an offer for 1.5. And if we can't reach agreement, that's what he'll do.
Well, okay. The businessman, why would he do that? I mean, like, why would he honor this, our contract with us, if he can go get more money? That he's just throwing it around. But so, like, we have no other options, do we?
We always have an option to take him to court. The litigator told us that we have about a 60% chance of prevailing. So if you don't prevail, you're at a couple $100,000 in legal fees.
Yeah. The other question I have is, do you think he will honor this, or will he back out before the ink is on the paper like he's done this time?
This is why we're having this conversation so quickly after we talk to him, so that we can get ink immediately if we're going that route. The amendment the attorney had written up that he signed says if we agree on a price, she has specified the closing will happen when USDA is ready. So I feel like it's a little even tighter than it was the first time.
Okay.
I think we can protect ourselves better. This is Nick. I think we can protect ourselves better now that we know what had happened previously going forward, to make sure that we're not going to end up in the same situation.
And even though he backed out of the original sales contract, I've never met Mr. Kirak other than yesterday. So I don't know what he can, what he will. I can't predict the future, but I feel confident he's going to honor that. I honestly do. We had a pretty good talk in his office, and I feel confident he's going to honor
that. I feel that way too.
Is it right? Well,
and if he doesn't, then I'll be asking you to consider legal action.
So Nick, what is your opinion?
I agree with you in the fact that I don't like that we're even having this conversation. I think that we had an agreement prior and that should be what we go with. But at the same time, it is, we could have dotted our I's and crossed our T's a bit better possibly. And I don't even know if that's necessarily the case, but, I don't like the chance of going to litigation. It's a high likelihood of expenditures that we don't need to spend for, an uncertain outcome. And so I think if we can agree for the 1.4, I think we're in a good spot. USDA is going to work with us on that. I don't like that we have to come up with more money, but I think it's probably in our best interest to acquiesce.
The value is there. It's not like we're paying over what the value is.
Agreed.
That, and Sherry pointed out that we are capable of obtaining grants to upgrade the property once we have it. So in the future, when we do need to do upgrades, maintenance, and stuff like that, Sherry did point out that grants will be available for that
property. Well, I can't predict the future.
Well, possibly, okay. You know.
So I think one of the issues back when all of this started was USDA wasn't the fastest on getting things done.
Right.
So now, do we feel confident that that's not going to slow us down again? If we can,
yeah, so
1.4.
Yeah. So I can speak to this a bit. I did talk to our USDA rep earlier, and because I was concerned about this exact situation. Typically, USDA is very slow, and Mike, our rep, did say that, you know, we'd have to get approvals again, update our letter of conditions. I was concerned it was going to be a months-long situation. He said he thought it would be a couple weeks. So the fact that he's saying it's a couple weeks makes me feel much more confident that we're not going to end up in a prolonged situation again.
As long as we're taking $200,000 of our cash, because we can't go back and ask for 1.4 instead of 1.2,
right?
Because then that will take months.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
And we locked in that we kept the same.
We have is gonna the same stay. Rate.
Okay.
So that's why moving quickly,
right,
getting this closed up is prudent at this point.
And that rate is locked in even with today's announcement.
Yeah, nothing should change on the USDA side.
USDA said that was good, actually, till like part of the way through next year. It was still a good rate to us. We were guaranteed it for a certain length of time. So, yeah. And I just, to move, to try to figure something else out in Susanville would be, you know, Sean helped send us some references. We went and checked the other buildings for possibilities because I was pretty ticked at them. And they're just not big enough for the group we have. We'd have to split up into two buildings, and that's not, you know, I didn't tell Stephanie that, but, you know, she'd be running back and forth to two buildings, which I didn't think was so cool.
Well, and some of those properties are good friends of Mr. Kirak. So
see, just a small world. That's a small world, right? Yeah. So you do have a motion and a second to purchase the property for the $1.4 million.
We have a motion and a second to discuss it, right?
No, it's on the table now to be voted on if you're ready for the question.
Any more discussion or are we ready to vote?
We can vote.
Okay. So all in favor of the motion that's been made? Wilma Kominek by roll. Wilma Kominek, aye. Sean Giese,
aye.
Stacy Kirkland,
no. I just need to go there to protest it. I know it's going to pass and I'll be fine with it. I just need it for the record that we were not all on board with what.
Thank you.
Jason Ingram.
I appreciate Stacy. So, I mean, I'm a reluctant aye, but why hold everything up, you know?
I think the biggest point is there's nowhere else to go. So, unfortunately,
that stone for a school already has a C of certificate of occupancy. You got Randy.
Right. Randy.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you. This has been... I feel like Stacy's stomping the ground and I feel like doing the same thing, but.
Oh, and I'm not throwing a fit about it. I want, and I'm very happy that we have the property. I just wanted it not to be a unanimous yes, is basically the reason for my vote.
Thank you.
So I have a quick question, I guess related. So the second appraisal that we got that had errors, did we pay for that?
We did.
Okay.
And I will be I will be communicating with him.
Okay, good. Because it kind of sounds like they maybe just copied the first
and not even accurately because they went off the land valuation. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Bidding on the work come up?
Did what?
Bidding on the work, Mr. Perrin.
Still.
You wanted to bid on all the jobs.
Oh, no, that's not part of this at all.
Because that was our
first. Yep. That's off, but not even a conversation.
Okay, so you will talk. That's good. I'm glad to hear that because that's not right.
It's not right.
And for what it's worth, what was that appraisal, the latest and greatest? What did it cost us?
Like $3,000 or $4,000. I can't remember what it was, but that's what it cost. And it was embarrassing to sit there and have had Mr. Kirak pull every MLS tax record for the ones that were misquoted. Yeah. I appreciate that he did that and he gave them to me so I can talk to them.
Good. Great. Okay. Okay. Item B, discussion and possible action of the guaranteed maximum price, the GMP quoted by Modern Construction for the construction project for the property at 436-965 Susan Drive, Doyle.
Motion to discuss.
And I want to add a dollar amount, okay, to your motion, if you would, because you have two GMP quotes in front of you. Okay?
I've seen that.
Yeah. So I'd like to start the discussion at least with the 1.922. Was it 1.922?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you mind adding that?
Yes, I'd like to add discussion on both.
The thing will be to approve the 1.922 and we'll amend it if we decide on the other one. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
So what's your motion?
The motion to approve the 1.9, if we have to amend it, this will be it.
I'll second.
Okay. So I'm just going to say, Katie, you got that. Jason made the motion and Sean seconded.
Yeah, I have a couple questions.
Yeah.
For one, how many of these things must be fixed in a timely manner that are time sensitive? Okay. My concern is a recession hitting and possibly materials going back down to where they're supposed to be, not $7 2x4, $19 sheets of.
So I asked Nick here so he could talk about this with us. Nick, you're hearing the question, right?
Yeah, so this is a guaranteed maximum price, not a guaranteed price you're going to pay. So we will do an accounting to make sure that the contracts that the contractor puts out for subs reflects the pricing that we're paying for with the markup that's in the documents, the bid documents we had. But that isn't to say that because we set a contract price, let's say with a subcontractor in 3 months when plans are fully developed, and then 4 months down the road, price changes, there's only so much we can do to maybe recoup that. But it's also on the contractor to take the risk of setting that price if the prices increase. So we can only do so much when it comes to inflation or deflation in the construction market.
Right, and how many of these things have to be done? Is there a timeline on some of this stuff has to be done or we're in trouble? There is.
Yeah, so in order to do, for USDA, we need to take care of everything that's in the budget effectively. We have to have the building done and we have to do all of the ADA upgrades around the site. That's the main thing. I don't know, to be honest, I don't think that USDA is going to come out and look at all the ADA stuff around the site. They're going to see the building and probably be happy. But by the letter of the conditions that we're under with USDA, that's what we're supposed to do.
So the work has to be concluded within a certain period of time. And right now we're in this limbo place. Until we had gotten this and we approve it as a board, you approve it, we can't go forward. So we have to let USDA will still review this and then we can get Modern Construction on it to begin the process. Beginning the process that will allow us to take the money and be able to buy the property from Fort Sage, which I want to do tomorrow. It'll be 2 weeks, but we need to get that purchased and then they will start in the process of the construction. Now, maybe they won't start it until spring with where we are. I don't know how much they'll get done before the winter hits. But then it has to be done in a certain amount of time. Nick, what's the timeline for?
5 months.
We have 15 months for interim financing. So as soon as we purchase the property, close the loan on the property, that initiates our interim financing. And that's 15 months. I don't think the project's going to take 15 months. If let's say we closed October 1st, I still think that we're going to be done by the end of August next year. This isn't going to be a crazy big build, but we have enough time to get through in case something drags on. Because what we don't want to have happen is that our interim financing timeline expires and we're not complete. That just causes issues that we don't want to run into.
So there's no issues with materials, because some of our projects out there on the depot is 500 days to get materials, to get them installed.
Yeah, so, there's definitely issues with that. And that's why as soon as we get this approved, what we're going to do is make some purchases right off the bat for certain things that we know that we're going to need. Nothing that I'm aware of right now is that far out, but there are certain items like switchgear that may be, 9 months to a year out. That is definitely an issue. And we want to get those addressed as soon as possible.
I have the same concern as Sean. I couldn't even find a 200 amp exterior sub panel anywhere. You can't find breakers. I mean, no matter what happens, if we approve either one, they're bound to that. And what happens if they're late fixing stuff? Do we get some kind of discount, even though the supply chain's messed up? It's out of their hands. But I mean, is there something?
Yeah. So. There's not much. So you're correct in that there could be issues that arise that we aren't fully aware of at the moment. I'll say that we know that there are supply chain issues right now with, Plumas Charter School. We aren't getting power turned on until this Saturday. Our main switchgear was supposed to be installed back in March. So this is something that I think, if you're in construction, that there's issues. There are ways around that. Like right now, Plumas is running on a generator. If we were going to try to force the contractor to take responsibility for something like that, then it's going to severely impact the cost associated with it, which we can do. But I think it would be in better interest for the school to take the risk associated with if switchgear or something else doesn't arrive in time, that the school will make accommodations to handle working around it. Otherwise, you're going to get some astronomical, contingency quote from the contractor, because they're just going to go off the best information that they have. And right now, information regarding lead times can be nebulous.
So, and this project, right, is a gymnasium and two classrooms and restrooms. We're functioning today without that. That allows us to expand, be more comfortable, admit more students is the hope. But if we don't have that immediately, we still operate as a school.
Does that include the blacktop?
I was just going to say, blacktop.
What are you talking about for the basketball court?
Repaving.
Not right now.
Yeah, something we could add that could be added, but it wasn't included as part of the GMP. We do have contingency funds. We don't want to utilize those contingency funds as, at least right off the bat, as funds for desires rather than needs. We would like to wait till the end of the project before we utilize those contingency funds, but we do have, about $150,000 in contingency funds budgeted for the project that could be used for other things. As we're getting towards the end of the project and all of our knowns or unknowns are known, then we can start utilizing those funds.
So we're buying the property. I think it's $900,000 from Fort Sage. There was a budget for the construction of $1.6 million. That total is the loan we're taking from USDA. Because of the time frame and everything that's happened in the last almost 3 years since we've been working on this, the price is way higher, which means we're going to have to put out the cash of the difference. So I'm trying to keep the cash that's listed here as low as possible, because we can add things as we go, as we have the dollars to do it. But in order to make it a go, that's why I was hoping we could look at the lower one. Like, there's things they cut out that we need basketball court hoops and lines. That's one of the things that's different between them, for an example, that needs to be done. But it's not a requirement by USDA for the content of the project.
Once USDA approves the project, they don't really care what happens afterwards necessarily. But if we go to them with a higher budget now, it will introduce more scrutiny that could cause issues. Possibly not, but it's easier to go in now with a minimum and add it back in than it is to go with more and try to make USDA feel better about it.
Okay,
even though we're not talking about a huge dollar amount.
Yeah, I said, what can you pull off? What can you pull out that is not a requirement based on what the project was to be?
An 80K would make a difference to you?
To USDA.
To USDA, because they're going to look closely at our cash.
Right.
To say, what are we using?
So they took out.
What did they take out to
erosion,
just 80?
Website erosion control.
Nick, are you able to rattle off what those I know it's in the email. You have that in front of you.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me pull this back up. They pulled out erosion control. Instead of a storefront main entrance, they went with standard metal building metal doors. They removed the clear story windows in the gym that were above the classrooms to allow, you know, light into the gym. Let's see. Instead of sealed concrete floor and striping, it would just be regular concrete floor. There's a roll-up door we'd installed for ease of access for whatever sort of bigger items you guys wanted to bring into the gym. We had a roll-up door on the gym. There's plywood around the inside of the gym. We'd had it painted, but they removed the paint from the plywood. It's still 3/4-inch plywood, sanded, but it's not painted. Some of the restroom accessories, they assumed that the school could provide them and save a few $1,000s in markup on the restroom accessories, the whiteboard installation, and the whiteboards would be provided by the school, but installed by Modern. They removed the installation, and then basketball hoops is what they took out. And these are all things I think you're going to want to add back in. But again, the goal is to try to get the minimum to make USDA not raise any red flags, knowing that we're almost certainly going to add most, if not all, of those back in.
Your motion was the 192. I'm going to call the question.
Okay, so the motion is to accept the $1.92 million GMP, right?
Yeah.
And so yours isn't considered a second, then, right?
Oh, I second.
No, a second. No, okay.
What's it going to cost to add all that back in later? It's my question. I mean, is it going to be,
you know, cash
65 or 70? I mean, we're just saving, right? I mean,
it's not actually going to change the price at the end of the day versus if we do it today or do it, you know, in a couple months. We're going to plan on that those are going to be installed and it's budgeted for. It's almost a dog and pony show for USDA just to kind of hedge our bets with USDA, because USDA can be such a stickler that once we approve at least what we've said that we were going to do, if we want to do more, USDA doesn't care. We just need to approve what the minimum is and ensure that there's enough cash reserves and whatnot for the school so that you're not affecting the financial stability of the school. So that's why we're trying to want to use the smaller number versus the larger number, at least for right now. And we can always add that back in at a later date.
Okay, any more discussion? So we have a motion and a second. All in favor? By roll, Wilma, aye. Sean? Steve?
Sorry. Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Randy?
Aye.
Okay. Motion carried. And
6:17?
Yep. Adjourned at 6:17. Bye, Sean.